How's it going, guys? Past level question, pulmonary step one, family medicine 2CK. 21-year-old man, history of asthma, comes to emergency 2 hours after acute onset wheezing that does not respond to albuterol. 1 hour following administration of nebulized albuterol, beta-2 agonist, intravenous methylprednisolone, corticosteroid. Lungs are cleared to auscultation. FEV1 is improved. Which of the following is the most effective pharmacologic agent to prevent asthma recurrence? Choice A, chromolyn sodium. Wrong fucking answer. Chromolyn sodium and netochromyl are mast cell stabilizers that are going to prevent mast cells from releasing histamine. USMLE doesn't care about when you use these drugs. They just want you to know the mechanisms of action. There's a question floating around on one of the forums where they say, which of the following pharmacologic agents prevents the release of intracellular autacoid, A-U-T-A-C-O-I-D? And the answer is chromolyn sodium. Okay, very obscure. Apparently, autacoids are chemical mediators that act locally, such as histamine. Wrong fucking answer. Choice B, inhaled ipratropium, wrong fucking answer. So short-acting muscarinic receptor antagonist, no use for asthma on USMLE. Maybe if students have worked in pulmonary before, they say, Mike, I know ipratropium can be used for asthma, not on USMLE, it's fucking wrong, right? It's got use case for COPD. I've seen this show up on one of the family medicine forums where they want you to know for COPD, first line is either a beta-2 agonist such as albuterol or olodaterol, or a muscarinic receptor antagonist such as ipratropium or tiotropium. Wrong fucking answer. Choice C, oral prednisone, correct answer. Now, before students get hysterical, you gotta look at the wording of the question here. And I've harped on this in my PDFs and also in prior YouTube clips that the question is not asking for the next best step in management. The question is asking for which the following is the most effective at reducing asthma recurrence, and it's oral prednisone on USMLE. It shows up on one of the 2CK forms, okay? So oral prednisone's last resort for all intents and purposes. We don't want to use oral prednisone early on in the drug sequence. It can cause Cushing syndrome. It can cause delayed bone growth in children, but it's most effective. So when we manage outpatient asthma, we're going to do a beta-2 agonist inhaler first. If the patient has more than one occurrence of asthma a week, we can add an inhaled corticosteroid, i.e. fluticasone. If that's insufficient, our third step is to increase the dose of the ICS, the inhaled corticosteroid. If insufficient, fourth step is adding a LABA, long-acting beta-2 agonist, i.e. salmeterol. And then dot, 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 as I colloquially refer to it in my PDFs, that you can add any number of drugs in the sequence at this point. Xylutan, Montelukast, Sefurlucast, chromolyn sodium, netochromyl, any number of drugs, and then prednisone, last resort, okay? Don't worry about omalizumab or anything like that, okay? Nothing obscure, just oral prednisone is last resort. It's most effective for decreasing recurrence, even though, no, we technically don't want to use it if we don't have to. Let's just hop through the others. Oral theophylline or theophylline, wrong fucking answer. This is going to be a phosphodiesterase inhibitor. That's always wrong on USMLE, okay? Apparently, this has a narrow therapeutic window that can cause cardiotoxicity, neurotoxicity. Wrong fucking answer. Choice C, oral azithromycin. Wrong fucking answer. So lipoxygenase inhibitor. So when we talk about arachidonic acid being the precursor to leukotrienes, which cause bronchoconstriction. So arachidonic acid can go either down the cyclooxygenase pathway for prostaglandins, or it can go down the lipoxygenase pathway for leukotrienes. Patients, for example, who have aspirin-induced asthma, history of NSAIDs causing wheezing, if you knock out cyclooxygenase, arachidonic acid as a precursor shunted down the lipoxygenase pathway, and drugs such as xylutan, which inhibit lipoxygenase, or Montelukast, Sefurlucast, which block leukotriene receptors, LTCDE4, can be effective in those patients. Choice E, wrong fucking answer. You know the deal. I'm going to make more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe to my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.